Hey, Silvia, this is Aaron.
Hi, is this who I just talked to?
Yeah, we were just on the call. I think you were going to pick up the dog.
Yes. Thanks for calling back.
No problem. Which breed is it, by the way?
It's a golden doodle. She's at the groomers.
Golden doodle. Oh, they're the cutest.
Yeah. Well, they're super cute, super friendly.
I've got an Alsatian. Well, he can get really rough.
What?
I've got an Alsatian, you know, German Shepherd.
Oh, yeah. My uncle has a German Shepherd. They're so smart. I love them, but they just shed too much.
They do. Wakes you up in the middle of the night.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Yeah, no, they shed way too much.
Yep. So, okay. I believe you got a website at the moment. It's through GoDaddy, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And what seems to be the problem with the current website? Do you mind if I take a look at it?
There's no problem with it. I haven't published it yet. Yeah. I haven't published it. I just needed help publishing it. But, yeah, I'm still kind of working on it.
So you must have the source file of it, or were you working with some other development agency before, or were you doing it yourself?
I was just literally doing it myself.
Okay. All right. So
yeah.
So we would need to access your GoDaddy account to see the update of your current website, right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if I'm ready to hire anyone yet.
Oh, why is that? I mean, you put that on Bark that you were looking to hire someone.
I think I'd pull, like, within the next month, but I'm not in a rush right now. I'm just working on other stuff right now. That's why.
Okay. I mean, usually the way it works with us is once we get the client on board, we just need the client's feedback and approval on every stage of the project. There isn't much that you would need to do. They're going to do the entire thing from the design, from content and development, and then getting it live and up and ready, you know?
Uh-huh.
So there
yeah.
isn't much you would need to do just, you know, besides giving us the approval and go ahead on every step of the project.
Yeah, but I'm still brainstorming. I need to figure out what I want to do so I can let you guys know.
Brainstorming.
What I mean?
Of course. Brainstorming in terms of the ideas, the design ideas, or the content?
Both.
Both. Okay. So the way it works
yeah.
with us is initially we present our clients with different design mockups. We're going to present you with about 8 to 10 different concepts. Well, and they're all going to be custom-made designs as per your specifications and as per your needs. So do you have, like, a logo for the business?
No, I don't yet, but I'm working on that as well. I can't pick up the phone, Mom.
We can do the logo for you as well. And based on the logo, we can create the outlook and the mock-up of your website. So that it matches the overall theme, you know?
Yeah, I was just wondering what pricing is like. That's because I know it can be pricey.
It can be, but depending on the features that you want on the website, can you tell me a little bit about your business and the nature of your business? So I can, if I've done similar kind of projects, I'll be able to show it to you. If you're close to a computer right now, can you visit our website?
Yeah, I am. It's like a management company, basically.
Like financial management or what management?
No, like property.
Property management.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We've done some of those projects before. So what kind of, is it residential or commercial?
Residential.
Residential, okay.
Yeah.
Can you log on to our website? It's elitewebsitecreator.com.
Let me see.
And I don't know if you've heard of Pinnacle PMC.
What did you say it is?
Elitewebsitecreator.com.
I literally just moved back to Los Angeles from the Bay Area.
Oh,
So
yeah?
I literally just did. I was living in Hayward.
Oh, okay. I mean, I used to live in
So.
LA. It was getting really expensive for me, so.
What, the Bay is way more expensive than here.
I'm in San Jose right now, so it's relatively cheaper than LA.
Yeah, but I guess. But San Francisco definitely isn't.
Did you get my
I
message?
just
I
got a.
just typed in
Oh,
hi.
yes, I did. Okay, what am I looking for?
Okay, so this is our website.
Okay.
Let me show you one of the websites we've done recently, just to give you an idea of the custom-based solution that we provide. I don't know if you've heard of Pinnacle, PMC.com. We did the design, development, and we're also running the marketing campaign for them. And just like on
Okay.
our website, you see a chat message that pops up. So we also put the chat feature on their website as well. So that's also a big help when, attracting the traffic and
Okay.
engaging the visitors. Now, this whole process, it
Oh my
usually
God,
takes
it
about a
looks
month's time,
nice.
3 to 4 weeks' time.
Okay.
Uh,
Yeah,
we
I mean,
also,
it looks nice.
right? Now, this one's a little bit pricey because it has a owner's login area and a tenant logins area. But what sort of budget do you have in mind? I mean, if you can let me know so I can provide you a solution accordingly, because we provide a custom-based solution as per the client's needs and the budget. Now, how
Well,
much
the
you
problem is I don't know yet because I've never had to deal with this before. Like I've never done something like this before, so I don't know how pricey it can get.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I was
Well, something
give
like
me
that.
one
Go ahead.
hold on. Give me one second. Give me one second. And I'm just gonna mute myself really quick.
Yeah, sure. I'll be on the line. Oh, hello?
Hello?
I thought I lost you there.
Sorry. I mean, this website that you guys make, Mom. I was looking at the website that you guys did for this one, Pinnacle Property Management. And I like it, but I don't think I'm gonna need as much at like all of the things that are on here. Like it's kind of like what I'm looking for, but like I don't think I'm gonna need everything that's on this website.
Of course,
But I was thinking
just
from
to.
like anywhere from like 700 to like 1,000
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
was my budget.
this is just to give you an idea. I mean, this one cost the design and development cost up to $2,500 to $3,000 for this one. But let me show you another website that's well within your budget. For about 700 to 1,000. By the way, we'll also help you out with the content as well. So check out this one,
Let me
mosscompany.com.
see this one. So I already have the domain and the I already have
Oh.
the domain and I've already set it up a little bit. Let me see if I can give you my login. I don't know my password. Let me see. One second.
Yeah, that'd be a big help for us. We can use the same
Well,
domain to deploy your website.
okay. Well, let me see what my login is. Give me one second. I'm gonna look at my phone.
Sure. How far are you are at with your existing website? I mean, how much is it completed? How much work have you put into it?
I mean, I've put in a couple of hours. Let me see 1 second. So I know my username. Let me just reset my password. Give me 1 second so I can give it to you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have it for you. Do you want me to send
yep,
you
go ahead.
Chat?
Yeah. Okay.
1 second.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
All right.
Hold on.
Yeah, of course.
Username
Svartzarian.
Yeah.
No, whatever. Mach nicht, John, auf eine, das ist nicht besser.
So that M is capital.
Miami 0608.
Yeah.
All right.
He's
gonna ask you to send the code.
Just text it to me.
Yep. Did you get the code?
Yeah, let me, because I have to log back in as well. Let me do mine first. One sec. Oh, shit. It's not letting me log in.
Oh, that's fine.
No, it's fine. Let me give you the code. It's 56
1447. 1447. All right.
Yeah.
All right, I think I'm in.
Okay.
All right, and let me show you one other website that's going to be within your budget. Meanwhile, you can have a look at it while I go over your website. Bestpropertyforyou.com. Have you heard of these companies before?
No, I have never heard of them.
Well, if you look them up on Google, they're like on top searches. That's because we do a SEO friendly content to make sure that it lands on top searches.
So this is like, so the whole point of my website is, 1 second. Like the whole point of my website is that a lot of, let's say, Airbnb hosts have different Airbnbs all over the country, and
right.
And they don't want to travel to each Airbnb and check it out themselves when they could have somebody else do it. So are you looking at my website right now?
Yep, I'm on it right now.
So I basically kind of want it to be where hosts log on and they're able to see, like, people's pictures and where they're located and, you know, what their
right.
rating is. But I also want these people to go through a background check, you know, so it's not just random people. And I would also like it if they were to have recommendations on their profile and,
right.
you know, stars, so they're rated. Because people don't want random people going into their Airbnbs, you know, like they want to be able to trust them.
Exactly. You're absolutely right about that. And if you look at the website, the Pinnacle PMC, the first one that I shared with you, it has the owner and a tenant login area, so they'll be able to log in and see, you know, the status, the reviews, and you know the reviews and what they're all about. if they are interested, if they are interested in renting out the their space. So we can definitely provide that. And as far as the content goes, have you written any of the content, or you haven't started that yet?
Like what content?
The content for the website.
Like how it looks, or
no, the content as in the wordings, the words.
Oh, I did all of that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not just for like Airbnbs. It could also be for Vrbo. It could be for people that own their own like vacation rentals, and you know, if there's somewhere else, they could just hit someone up that's in their state so they can go check on it.
Like,
and
they can
like
put in their zip code and it'll tell them.
Yeah. But I also, if there's like, say an issue arises, like there's a plumbing issue or there's like an electric issue, I would like a page where there is contact information for people nearby, you know, like an electrician in that city or state, you know, so they don't
right.
have to go out of their way and look for one when they could just look on my website and find it.
Right. I see what you mean. So if you look at the pinnaclepmc.com, if you go over that website, it provides an option where people can search for properties that are available, rentals that are nearby, or you know, it also gives an option for featured rental properties that are on top of the listings. So those are the features that we can definitely put on your website. Now, if you're saying that you're almost done with the content, then all you would have to do is provide us the content for your website so that once we complete the design, we can start uploading your website with the content. Now, the other feature that you said, that as far as the plumbers and electricians goes, so they can look up the nearby plumbers or electricians if there's any issues with the, management issues, they can directly reach out for those services instead of contacting you. That's the idea, right?
Yeah.
So that might add up the pricing a little bit, but we can definitely have it done the amount of $1,000. Usually, if you take out the plumbers and electricians and that part out, that would drop down the cost to $700. But if you include those features, that we can definitely have those features built into the website, but that would bring up the cost a little bit. The entire project is going to cost you about $1,000. The estimated time for the completion would be 3 to 4 weeks time. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, if you take longer, that's fine. I mean, I'm not in any rush, you know.
I mean, the more time you give to us, the better the result's going to be. Like they say, the more sugar you add, the sweeter it's going to be.
Well, you can even do 6 to 8 weeks, you know. I'm not rushing. I just want it to come out nicely. Like, but what one thing I really do like about my website right now is how it looks. Like, I like this colorway. I like the pictures that I have up here. Not the people, not this like Anna Smith person. I just made that up because I needed to give myself like a visual of what I wanted. But the font,
right.
I love the font. I just love the colorway. So I don't want to change anything about the way that it looks. But what I do like on this website that you made is that, you see on the top where it says property management, homes for rent, and like you could click on that and it like redirects you.
Exactly. Which one? The best property management? The best property?
Well,
this whole menu,
like where it says property management, homes for rent, homes for sale, services about us.
Right, right.
I like that
tab. Yeah, this mostly goes on all our websites if you look at it, and the link which I shared with you, the one for the ProPropInc.com. Did I send you the link for that? Give me 1 second. By the way, these are
the logo. Did you say the logo comes with it?
Yeah, we can include the logo in there as well, so that the outlook of the website, the one that you've already created, we can try to create the logo that matches the outlook of the website, so that it sits well with the complete website. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you look at the link which I've just shared with you, the ProPropInc.com, you see how it has a top menu option on top of the website where it says owner's login, pay rent, maintenance.
Yeah.
So if you put your mouse on property management, it says it rolls out a few the management services like compare our prices or training or so that's where
okay.
We can put in the find local plumber or find local electrician, and we can put a database and put it into the website, so whichever plumber or electrician or any other maintenance services that you want to put on the website, we can put the database into your website.
Would I be able to look at this while you guys are while it's in progress, just to see how it's coming out, just to see if like I like it?
Absolutely. At every stage of the project, we will need your feedback. Let's say we come up with the designs, we're going to present it to you. Once you approve the design. By the way, you get to have unlimited redraws and revisions as well. So once you finalize the design, then we'll move towards the development. And all this while, it's going to be hosted on our demo server. So you'll have a complete, say, 100% say at every step of the way.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Most people don't usually look at these sites on their laptop. They usually open it up on their phone. So I want it to be easy.
It'll be mobile
responsive.
Let me share the package here with you that provides that has a mobile responsive feature. Just bear with me for a moment here. Okay, this is the one. Are you on our website, elitewebsitecreator.com?
Oh. Yeah, I'm on it right now.
Can you scroll down the where it says under packages?
Packages, yeah.
Okay, let me in fact it's on the other page because you also need the logo, right? So click on this link for the combo package. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
So if you scroll down under where it says professional combo package.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Do you see the professional combo package?
Yeah, I see it.
Now, if you scroll down to look at the features, it starts with unlimited logo concepts. So we'll provide you with the logos. We'll also provide you with the stationary design stats if you need it. And do you see where it says mobile responsive online reservation appointment tool, news feeds?
Where does it say that?
Mobile responsive. It's under professional combo package. Do you see it? The link which I just shared with you for the combo packages.
Yeah, I'm on it right now. So where it says professional combo package, you want me to click on that?
No, not click on it. Just scroll through it.
Yeah, I'm scrolling through it. Okay, I see it.
Now, do you see it? It's right under team of expert designers and developers. It says mobile responsive.
Yeah, I see it.
And then it says online reservation appointment tool. So, I mean, if I'll be honest with you, about 70-80% of traffic these days comes through mobile devices, right? So we make sure that all our websites are fully mobile responsive.
Okay, sounds good.
Now, do you have social media pages, or will you be needing social media?
Yeah, I do have social media pages. Oh, wait, for this, for my website?
No, any social media presence with the business name?
No, I don't.
Okay, so as it says under the package, we also do the social media designs. It's going to be included in the package. Do you see it where it says Facebook page design, Twitter page design, YouTube page design?
Yes, I see it.
All right, and what about these stationery designs? Will you be needing the stationery designs like icon design, custom stationery designs, MS Word letterhead, trifold, brochures, presentation folder designs?
I don't really know what that is.
Like on the top, under unlimited logo concepts, stationery designs are like business cards and letterheads and invoice designs. Will you be needing those as well?
I don't think so. I don't think so, no.
Because the original price for that is $30.95, but if we take out these stationery designs, it'll help us bring down the cost $1,000. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, I don't need that. Yeah, I don't think I need that.
So I can get you the professional combo package. We can take out the stationery designs, and we can lock it in for $1,000 for you.
Okay, and then what if one day I eventually want to make it an app? How would that work?
We can help you out with the app as well. If you look at our services, it says that we also provide mobile applications. Right on top on the homepage where it says services, if you put your mouse on it, it'll drop down the menu. It says mobile application. So let's say one day, I mean, right now, how long you been in business, by the way? Just to find out if you really need the app at the moment or not.
Oh, no, I haven't published it. Like, I literally just got my domain like a month ago. But that's like, I don't want an app right now. Like, that's like later down the line. Like, I just want the website right now.
We can definitely help you out with the app as well. We can create a hybrid app, which will be on both Google Play Store and Apple Store. It'll be a React Native app. So your existing clientele, clients, they'll be able to access the app, provide their account login ID and a password to see the update, pay a rent online, or if they want to find any maintenance services, they'll be able to find it through the app.
Okay.
And as far as the content goes, I think you're also pretty much done with the content for the website as well, right?
Sorry, what?
The content. You're also pretty much done with the content for your website as well, right? You're going to provide us with the content that's going to go on the website?
Yeah, like everything that I told you today, I would like on the website.
Right. So what we can do is we can optimize your content, the existing content that you are going to provide to us, to make sure that it's Google-friendly. It's a SEO-optimized content. So once we get it live, it starts coming up on top searches on the first page of Google, like the websites, which I just shared with you. The reason that they're on the first page is because they're highly optimized. They're Google-friendly websites. The content that we put on there, it's a Google-friendly content, and that's why Google decided to put it on the top searches. So later down the road, you wouldn't need to spend a whole lot of money on marketing just to get on top searches, because it'll already be on the first page. And if I'll be honest with you, if someone's trying to look up for services, they don't really go to the second or third page now, do they?
No, they don't. No one does that. No one does that. Okay. Yeah, sounds good. I mean, I'm okay with all of that. Yeah.
All right, sounds good. So let me go ahead and create your account here with us. I'll send you an invoice. Do you want me to create the account under your name, Sylvia?
For you guys?
Yep, for us.
Yeah,
you'll be
that's
the one,
fine.
You'll be the main point of contact, right? Or do you have other business partners as well?
No, it's just me.
Can I get your full name?
S-Y-L-V-I-A, Sylvia.
Mm-hmm.
And my last name is V like Victor, A-R-T-A-Z-A-R-I-A-N.
V-A-R? He is in
yeah,
Tom?
Yeah, V like Victor.
Uh-huh.
V like Victor. A, R like Robert. T like Thomas. A like Apple. Z like Zebra. A like Apple, R like Robert, I like Imperial, A like Apple, and then N like Nancy.
All right, that's a unique one.
Yeah, it's long.
And this is the best number to reach you at, right? 818-731-6407?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And the email that I have here, it's S and then your last name at S-C-S-U-N-B.
Yeah.
.edu. Okay, let me go ahead and create your account here real quick. Spare me for a moment.
Okay.
I have your account confirmation number here, if you can write it down somewhere. It's,
Yeah, where am I logging in? I'm confused.
I'm creating an account here with us. Once I'm going to process the account, I'm going to send you the invoice. I'll send you the website questionnaire form. You can fill that out and send it over to me, and I'll be the one taking care of the project for you. Just give
okay.
me 1 second. Let me send you the email as well. Yeah. So the timeline for the project I'm putting in as 6 to 8 weeks, although we can try to get it sooner, but like you said, you're not in a rush, so 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, that would be good enough, right?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Your account confirmation number, you ready?
Yeah.
It's SV 346.
Wait, what? S what?
SV, as in your start for the V, as in the letter for the last name. SV.
Oh, SV.
V as in Victor, yeah. SV.
Okay.
8176.
81. Okay.
761.
SV 816761.
Uh-huh. Let me repeat it back. SV. 81761.
Oh, 761. SV 81761.
Yep, thank you. And let me go ahead and process the amount of $1,000 here. Will you be using the MasterCard or Visa card to put on file?
I'm not sure yet. Are you gonna email it to me?
Sure. Do you want me to email you the payment link?
Yeah.
Okay. Just bear with me for a moment. Let me go ahead and email that over to you. Okay. I'm also emailing you the website questionnaire form. Just give me 1 second. All right. Just bear with me for a moment. I've requested the billing department to provide me with the payment link.
Okay.
All right. Now, while I'm sending you the email, is there any secondary contact information you'd like to provide to us in case we're not able to reach you at this one?
No, that will be all for just mine. Is it okay?
Okay, awesome. And the domain name, you said that you already have that. Can you provide me the domain name, please?
Yeah, it's... FindMyCoHost.com.
FindMyCoHost.com.
Yeah, it's on GoDaddy.
All right. Let's see here. And you said that you just recently started out. Was the month in November?
Started what?
Is this the new venture, right? Or how long you've been in this business?
Oh, like a month.
Oh, has this been a month?
I haven't published. Yeah, I haven't published it or anything. Like, it was just an idea, and I started on GoDaddy.
Okay. All right, so I'm removing the additional stationery designs here. I'm just going to put in the rest of the details. All right, there you go. Send out the email. All right, Sylvia, did you get my email?
I'm checking right now. I haven't gotten anything.
Okay, just a moment. Let me refresh it again. Oh, okay. Probably sent it at the wrong email. There you go. Can you refresh your inbox and see if you received my email? Yep, it just came on my sent item. So
let me see. No, I didn't get it. It's the same email that I sent you over the chat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you check your junk or spam folder? See if it came in or...
Let me see. No, so there's nothing in my trash.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't get anything.
Okay, just give me one second. Still haven't received the email?
No, I haven't.
Let me confirm the email here. It's
okay.
It's your S as an initial of the first name and the last name VARTAZARIN at CSUMB.edu.
Okay.
Yeah. Miguel?
That's gonna be for my brother.
All right, there you go. Now you should have received it. Can you
just, give me a second?
Yeah, if you can just refresh your inbox.
Yes, just give me one second, please. Sorry.
Now I think you'll get like 3-4 emails at once because I sent you the emails a few times.
Yeah, just give me one second. I'm a little busy right now. Or can you give me a call back in 10 minutes, please? I'm at work.
In 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, I'll call you back in about 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.